they're great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Can we just have a little talk?
Bob, you are testing my patience.
Come on, I've come so far.
Bob,
I'm baby stepping. I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping. I'm not a slacker.
Listen to me.
Check it out. Look at, I'm in really bad shape. Come on, please.
Bob,
please.
Bob.
Give me. I need.
Bob.
Give me.
Okay.
Please.
All right. All right, it's 2:00. Go to the bus station, buy yourself a ticket home, and then wait for me in that coffee shop.
You'll meet me?
I'll call you in 2 hours.
Oh, my God, you're the greatest.
The Don and Mike Show.
Idiots. Because they choose to be. Don and Mike.
Good girl going back.
All right, now, stay with me for a moment, everybody. Out of all of the songs released in the year 2007, this is maybe the one that I like the most. It's Rihanna, the song Umbrella. Have you heard this thing?
Yeah, she's a very pretty young lady, and this is her big hit.
She's had like a million songs, but this is the one that, for whatever reason, has been caught in my head since it came out.
She hasn't started singing yet.
No, this is Jay-Z now.
Here she is.
I bring this up for a very important reason. I think it is an important reason. Just let it get to the good part. She's sweet, isn't she?
Well, she's also got that. She's got the pipes. She's got the chops. She can do it.
Anyway, so, you know, you've heard this a million
times. Yeah, it's
times.
A big hit.
And now, listen again to the beginning of it.
Rihanna, good girl going back. Take three, action. No clouds in my.
Now, not that I give two craps, but let's say you own a Mac, an Apple computer.
Right. Okay.
It comes with something, and I know this because I have a Mac. Called GarageBand.
Right.
Now, this is not like Rockstar for the Xbox. This is a program where you can make your own music.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with the following track. This is built into the computer. When you buy a Mac. It's exactly the same.
Wow. I'm confused.
Okay.
When do you think that...
Hold on.
Did the Mac people steal it?
No.
No, other way around. No, I mean, it's a drum machine.
It is, but when you buy a Mac and you turn a Mac computer on, when you click on the icon that says GarageBand...
GarageBand, this is what you get?
The first thing you get is this. And I got no bones with this.
Right.
It's just, I never knew that they borrowed this thing, which is in... an Apple computer,
right?
For the song,
and it begs the question. You know, not that this is any amazing original drum riff, anyway. But did they? Do you think they just used the basic drum lick from the Mac?
Yes,
sounds like when they were mixing as opposed to just.
I'm not saying it's a gigantic ripoff or a conspiracy.
No, but it is absolutely identical.
Play Rihanna again a little bit.
Rihanna, good girl going back. Take three, action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down.
It's different by 1/4 note. Oh, no, it's not. No, there's the quarter note. No, it's not. Is that the Mac one you're playing right now? It is identical down to every.
Funny, isn't it?
It is funny.
Yeah.
It's just
now. I've got the Rihanna.
Yeah, you know, there was a day in music where that would be a big deal.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not that day doesn't exist anymore.
I've got the Rihanna CD, and it's got like 5 different versions. It's got the version of the song that they play on the radio that doesn't have rap and it doesn't have Jay-Z in it. And Rob said to me the other day, because we were having that discussion, Rob is inherently anti-Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Just for whatever reason.
Okay.
He's anti-Mac.
It's different.
You know, I said, I got a Mac, and he's like, oh, boo.
It's different, and it changes. Did you get a Mac?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, it's got all kinds of great stuff built inside. And he said, you know that Rihanna song that you like? And actually, he hit me to it. He said, I read something. So we brought them both in. This is on the Mac.
That's the one, that's the note that I was giving away. This one. Right. It's the two snare drum beats at the end here. They go.
Ba-da-da. Buddy.
Great. Wow. And here's the song. Surprise.
Rihanna.
It doesn't ruin the song for me.
No.
Take three.
Just, it's a funny thing to sample.
No clouds in my stones. Let it rain.
And it's not the most original drum beat in the world.
No.
Right, there's really nothing to it.
No, it's a drum machine. It's a drum machine. It's not even a real drum beat, I don't think. Man, I don't know how, you know, I don't know how music is being made now anyway. I bet I know that a lot of things are being sampled. And I think things are being sampled wherever people can get them. But boy, this sounds like it was taken by like the basic Mac beat. Get out of the
list. Right.
I mean, I wonder how many times, how long Mac has had this drum beat when you open the computer up and it's right out of the box.
I guess since it came out like a year ago.
I know.
I definitely know that.
And the beat goes through, I mean, regardless of what the mix is, this beat is through her song all the time.
It's the backbeat. It is the rhythm percussion track.
Yeah. You know, it speaks to a problem, you know,
yes.
that unfortunately you don't have a lot of great percussion being done in music now. I mean, it's being done by machines. I mean, the percussion,
it really only,
you know, the percussionists are sidelight.
This is where you get to the great debate, and I'm going to surprise you. I am not bothered by the fact that our music is made now out of sampling.
Mm-hmm.
I know it bothers purists, mm-hmm. and that's what I would call you in this regard, right?
It kills me. And we do disagree on that. You know how I feel about that. It's just, it sucks. It's so
I like being old
frustrating.
School.
Frustrating. It really is, because you know what?
Here's the thing. I still like the song, though. I still like the stupid song
is,
about Umbrella.
Here's the deal. The song is original. I mean, the song and the lyrics are original. I mean, there is a melody there. But it's the, you know, why not... What is this?
It was a real
somebody pressed a button.
You know what? See, this is what I like. Maybe somebody turned on a Mac. Mm-hmm. Maybe Jay-Z or somebody turned on one of these computers, turned this on and said, God, Jesus Christ, I can do something with this.
Just started rapping.
That might have happened, but I mean, yeah. I mean,
but you know, people were saying that when they first electrified the guitar. You can't make a music out of that. That's not a real instrument. It's just different ingredients that are being turned into music. It's a new tool.
I would rather have a machine that generated... That was used. See, the electric guitar was a machine that was used by a human.
But someone
being.
Programmed this.
Yeah,
I mean, I can see your point, but it's not like plucking it out of the air. The problem
yeah, but, I mean,
here,
I mean, I like what I like is, I mean, there is a lot of music. Don't get me wrong; it's still made today with music.
Ella,
you know,
the real problem here is where's the melody?
There's great melody on that song. There really is. I mean, there's a great melody on that song. Right?
Not when the Z
but
guy
just
is singing.
Like it's out of play. Look, I got a Mac. Let me see. And,
hello.
You know, maybe you're right. Maybe
hey,
you heard that.
I just want to make a comment about the NFL Network.
Z guy. Yeah.
What about the NFL Network? Besides the fact that Dick Eisen is great.
I love the NFL Network, but I can't stand when they do the games. And the only reason I say that, I know it's a delay, but how many times did you see where you missed a play because they were panning something else and didn't come back to it in time?
Yeah, they're a little rough around the edges. They have still yet to get their act together.
It reminds me of watching NFL Europe because...
Just a beat slower?
Well, here's the deal. When they would actually televise, like when the German team played the Scottish team,
right?
They would have NFL announcers, and they're playing American football, but the guys running the cameras would be from whatever the home country is.
Right.
Meaning,
right.
Like, if a guy did a play fake, mm-hmm. they would stay with the running back.
Because they don't know the game.
Because and then you see the camera swing around. Like, right. Oh, my God, he doesn't really have the ball.
You know, you have to give credit to the cameramen that cover the NFL today. Because, you know, some of those play fakes are hard to find. and they're hard to follow. And they really, I remember back in the day when they started doing a lot more play action, and you would see the cameraman get fooled a lot more often.
See that
where
move
he'd be
a lot.
Back, he'd stay on the quarterback, you know, and the quarterback was just standing there with his arms at his sides,
and the announcers would be saying something like, "What an incredible play as he's running!" And you're looking at this at what? Steve Grogan.
He fooled everybody in the stadium, including our 50-yard line cameraman.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. I like to call it NYPD blue.
Yes.
When I see camera work like they had the NFL Network had last night.
I used to hate that. I remember when it first came out. Mm-hmm. You hated that camera shaking around.
Hey, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Hey, Jay-Z being behind the CEO of Def Jam and everything, they are providing a lot of backbeats and tracks and stuff for like Pro Tools and GarageBand and stuff. So I guess they just call it creative borrowing nowadays. But
so you're thinking that it went the other way? That actually Mac took it from Jay-Z?
No, they're contributing to some of those projects for those companies. And when you look on some of the credits, like in some of those programs...
Why did you
like
say
Pro
no
Tools
when you're actually answering my question to the affirmative?
Yeah.
I said, you just said Jay-Z contributed some of those tracks. And I said,
oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
it's going the other way, and you said no.
Yeah, misunderstanding, guys. Thanks for the call.
Number one fan.
Hey, guys.
Misunderstand.
Number one fan.
Great misunderstanding. Love the show.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's happening?
Nothing much. Hey, I was just going to comment. You said maybe Jay-Z used that beat from Mac. Well, he's has a contract with Hewlett-Packard. He's not a Mac guy. So
if it was
somebody else.
If I was HP, I'd be real mad. And you're right. You know what? You're right. God damn it. I've seen Jay-Z's ads for HP.
Is GarageBand a program that is used by Mac and
no.
HP?
No, it is purely Mac.
Just Mac.
HP is Microsoft friendly.
You know, there's going to be some drum machine that's out there that has a standard beat that's being stolen by everybody.
Probably. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, I was calling about that Umbrella beat. I'm
yes.
pretty positive that it's the other way around, that they made the beat after the song, because I have a program called Reason that has a beat from an old Aaliyah song, and it's really just to show people that they can make professional quality beats with this program.
I don't doubt that. Maybe you could find this on some program somewhere else.
And it is so professional quality.
I'm just telling you that it is exactly the same as what is offered to you as the beginning part of your program on a Mac.
And I have trouble following it. I truly do. I have trouble following that beat because it's so incredibly complicated.
It is.
Listen, see if you can do this at home. Any drummer that's out there, any elementary school drummer, see if you can do it. God, that's tough.
I mean, yeah. Lightning did not strike, and God did not come down on whoever came up with this and said, I'm going to give you the riff of all time.
Hey, but they did put it together and make something out of it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Kitty and Kathy.
Couldn't you almost play Walk This Way to that drum beat?
No. It's a little faster.
Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hello.
Walk This Way is...
Down. Hello?
Down the mic.
Right.
Right on.
Just a comment, because this is probably going to be chicken and egg, which came first, but I know that a lot of musicians used GarageBand because, like you said, Don, it comes bundled free with every Mac, and so rather than like getting studio time, it's easy for them to just mix it in their home studios, and they might have just, you know, grabbed on that riff and, you know, released.
So if you make like a hit record because it came free with the program that's in the Mac, you don't owe any royalty.
I would think that's public domain.
Apparently so.
If you're throwing something out there that anybody that buys a Mac gets.
We ought to write a song. You ought to bring GarageBand in. We'll write our own song. We'll make a hit record. We just need to get somebody to sing.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Oh, Kitty.
Hello?
Hi there. What's happening? You are so beautiful, girl.
That's you should play the song instead of singing, guys. You guys are not great singers.
Oh, that's great. You're an asswipe. I mean, I don't have a fast comeback for that.
Hey, when in doubt, go to the AW.
We are not singers. And, well, goodbye. You ran away.
We don't care.
Hey, but you know what? We may not be good singers, but we could produce a hit record.
Sure.
And he'll regret that call next week when we do our performance of O Holy Night.
The Christmas theme.
O Holy Night. special night.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We travel so far.
I like we three kings of Orient are try to smoke a rubber cigar.
Silent night, holy night. Oh, what a big ass night it is.
I saw mommy blowing Santa Claus kisses, of course. What were you thinking, fool?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Thank you.
And now let me just offer this.
All right.
Three, four, and here we go. Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And every day, my dreidel, I spin you, bitch, you play.
Now, does it have to be a Christmas song? Because I've got a great one, all right? It could be anything.
I wanted to offer that in. Here you go.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Milk, milk, lemonade. Round the corner, fudge is made.
Okay.
Then we could do the...
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Don.
Tell me something. What'd you have for breakfast?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What you have for lunch, my man?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What you have for dinner, my friend?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you do to your goofer last night?
Rubber balls and liquor.
Oh!
I can't believe that was the one you were thinking of.
Peace!
That's a hit. I think that's a hit. I think that last one, definitely. Let's record it. Let's get into a studio and record it.
Are you sure you're white?
Yeah, I don't. I think we demonstrated rather carefully there.
Oh, brother.
Wow.
Okay. Let's see.
It takes the wind out of your sails, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Never mind. Never mind. No need for calls now.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
We're going to come back. I know what we've got next, Mike. A surprise look into the future of Mike O'Mara.
Wow. What?
That's all I want to say. I know you like being up to speed when we have a guest.
Right.
And I am not throwing you a curveball now, like when I said it's the biggest whore in the world and it was Frank Caliendo.
It'll be Caliendo again.
It's not Frank Caliendo.
It's going to be Caliendo again.
It is not. It's Mike O'Mara, a look into the future.
Jesus. You finally booked him. You finally booked the amazing Jonathan.
Mike, it's much ado about nothing. Just a simple way to get every little slug out there to listen to these commercials.
You finally got Danny Gans on the show. I'm so excited.
Okay, we got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.